All right, ready?
We're gonna be doing a Lamborghini lesson with Joel.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Lamborghini lesson with Joel Salatin.
I wouldn't want to deliver chickens in the truck.
What's the newest thing on the hill front? You grass-fed.
That's a pretty major development. I don't think they're getting it from America. I think they're getting it from New Zealand. That ecosystem is in complete freefall. You know how steep the hills are.
Yeah.
They're real steep. And they're just these huge sloughs.
So it's eroding.
Eroding. I was on a farm and the whole road, like 100 yards, had just avalanched away. Just completely gone.
So for people who don't know much about farming, what happens, this is a sign of faulty agricultural and soil management.
Right? Yeah. It means that there's not enough vegetation to hold the soil back.
Do you think it's because they use a lot of chemical fertilizers? Do you think it's just they're pushing the land too much?
I think they took all the trees off the steep hills.
Oh.
And the trees have much deeper roots than the grass. To get the organic license, I can prepare that soil with Menhaden fish emulsion, which is a byproduct of Japanese drift nets. I can prepare it with manure.
So not very ethically harvested fish emulsion.
Yeah, just trading petroleum inputs for other inputs that may of dubious origin.
Okay.
Or dubious ethical or ecological origin. I could use manure. That manure could be generated on site in a very, integrated, multi-speciated, a complex relational symbiotic system. Or I could get that manure from a concentrated animal feeding operation.
The way that the government is certifying organic, it has good intentions, but it's not giving people necessarily the assurance that they want.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a lot of room for things to be used. And we're just talking about soil. Then of course, if you go on to, for example, weed control,
right,
you could control it with plastic, put plastic mulch, which then you got a plastic problem. You could hand weed. You can use legal labor, illegal labor.
Right.
You can use a propane weed thrower.
Right.
You can use straw mulch. Listen to that Lamborghini engine.
Yeah, watch that. Keep the camera on. What's beyond organic?
Well, beyond organic is where you actually know the farmer. You actually have visited there. You have a relationship, and the farmer is practicing all of the things that you would consider valuable.
Right.
Some people would be concerned if they knew that their organic carrots were grown in plastic mulch, harvested with illegal labor, for example.
Right.
But see, organic certification doesn't address any of those variables.
So people need to go, the basic takeaway is don't just rely on labels.
Right.
Try to source your food locally, whether it be ideally on the farm, because then you can check it with your own eyes, or even, farmer's market better than nothing?
Yeah, farmer's markets, essentially anything except the generic supermarket. The fact is that in order to get into a regular supermarket, the hurdles virtually preclude a truly small, innovative, independent kind of kind of thing. You got SKU numbers, liability insurance. You can't get through the robots to even get on the shelf. We've tried, I'm reminded of a conversation I had, for example, with the vice presidents, the direct reports at I think it was Sam's Club, either Sam's Club or Costco, and they came out to the farm. We had a wonderful tour and everything. And over lunch, they asked, "So how can we get your stuff, at Sam's Club?" I said, "Well, the first thing you can do is accept a truck smaller than a tractor trailer at your loading dock."
Right. Which
end of conversation. They couldn't even fathom a system that would allow that to happen. Couldn't even fathom
it. So one day, in an ideal world, you'd have more localized food systems.
Absolutely.
You'd be buying it from a smaller person that you've known, your family's known them. That's what, you know, we were talking with Dr. Buss yesterday, and he was talking about too large of systems are hard to make right, no matter what you
do.
Yes, that's right. So a system where you're buying food from 3,000 miles away is just harder to police and ensure quality than one you're getting from 3 miles away.
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to trust and integrity, and it's just hard to hold accountability when you're that divorced and removed from your interactions. That's why we like to do business with people we know.
Let's talk about something near and dear to my heart. Eggs. Eggs. I came out of high school at 18 or 19 and came there to the farm, your farm, and grew to love eggs even more than I did before, and I still eat eggs. Now, an interesting thing, you know, eggs have gotten a rap over time for being cholesterol increases, and I can't speak for that science, but I can tell anecdotally, if anybody should have high cholesterol from eggs, it's me, and it hasn't been the case, and I hope that it's in part due to the fact that I try to eat pasture-raised eggs.
Right.
What's research you've seen on the food you're producing? I remember some studies that...
Sure, yeah, we've had numerous studies done on things, and for example, our omega-3 omega-6 ratio, which is a real, you know, it's tied very much to cholesterol. The omega-3 omega-6 ratio is very, very different in pastured eggs compared to supermarket eggs. You know, intuitively, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that if you confine animals in a high-stress, sedentary environment and give them nothing but carbohydrates, they're probably going to have, produce food the same way. If you give them high exercise, a lot of carotenes, you know, salad bar, green material, and vitamins,
the
minerals.
The chickens on your farms are out eating grass,
that's right.
Bugs, sunlight,
that's
running around.
Right. That's right. They're able to fully express their chickenness. And a chicken that's fully able to express its chickenness is going to have an egg that exhibits the full essence of egg.
Right.
You know, go mystical on you, but there is a fine line here between the science and the, mm-hmm. you know, and the
science has to play catch up. Whenever you do things, it seems whenever you grow food in the way that animal has been living for the last centuries.
Yeah.
You tend to get a healthier product.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's the whole idea of why we say, you know, we want to promote the pigness of the pigs, create a habitat that allows each plant and animal to live in a situation that allows it to fully express its physiological distinctiveness. Mm-hmm. Because it's in that expression that the meat, the eggs, the milk, the whatever, is its full, you know, its full bodied expression. And so it starts, you know, it starts from the ground up. So yeah, the studies have shown that these eggs are.
So not all eggs are the same. Is the
no, they're not. They're
and people
they're not,
forget that.
Yeah, the U.S. DUH has a generic label.
USDA
has a generic label. You know that you can use. But well, for example, just to take one, say folic acid. That's really important for pregnant women. Mm-hmm. Folic acid. Mother Earth News magazine commissioned a study with 12 pastured egg producers around the country to send our eggs to a lab to have them tested for like 10 nutritional components. And I'll just pull out one, folic acid. Our eggs, like the USDA label, was like 48 micrograms, you know, per egg of folic acid. Mm-hmm. Our eggs were 1,038.
Wow.
I mean, we're not talking about 10%.
Yeah,
we're not talking about 10% variances. We're talking about, you know.
So it's almost a crime. The way that studies can be done, you can say eggs are bad for you by taking some eggs that were raised poorly, and your science is irrefutable. But if you change the egg and you get it from chickens raised on pasture, all of a sudden it's not even a comparable conversation.
That's right. It's an entirely different product.
And you've seen that with your chicken, beef.
Oh, yeah.
dairy, milk, butter, and things like
that. You know, B vitamins, riboflavin, you know, that's a great one. In pasture and grass-finished beef, it's 300% higher than in corn-fed beef.
Really? So, most cows, when you eat
and just to point out, a lot of people with riboflavin, you know, people don't know what riboflavin is. Well, it's a nerve drug. The B vitamins are nerve drugs. They're the ones that make you calm and collected. Uh-huh. And so, you know, when you wonder, well, why is everybody all, you know, uptight, shooting everybody and road rage and going nuts? We're not getting riboflavin because we're shortcoming the salad component of the diet in the herbivore.
So the cows that you raise, the difference is most conventional cows, they start out on grass when they're young, beef, and then they're taken at the end of their lives to big confinement lots where all they do is eat pretty much grain, corn, things that they're not naturally meant to eat, fatten them up.
Right, even chicken manure, you know, a lot of chicken manure is fed, a lot of, you know, byproducts.
So when people eat a burger from, let's say, a McDonald's, this is coming from grain-fed cows for the most part.
Yes.
How many, you once said how many cows a typical burger comes from?
Oh, yeah, there are like pieces of something like 1,000 animals in one burger, you know.
So it's hard to even know where it's coming from because it could be coming from so many places.
Right, that's right. That's right. I mean, when you see these pictures of these big, you know, 12-inch grinders in a processing plant that slaughters, you know, 2,000 head a day. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling. I mean, you realize a tractor trailer can carry about 50 head of beeves. You know, So imagine one facility, you know, slaughtering. 40 of those a day, all that intestines, blood. I mean,
Upton Sinclair.
Wrote a book
on this a long time ago, and things have probably gotten up better than then, but better than 100 years ago, but sometimes not as good as you'd hope.
Well, yeah, actually, things have concentrated more now.
Right.
In the industry, back then there were, you know, essentially 8 to 10 huge producers. Processors today, 86% of the beef is processed by four outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty it's actually more concentrated today.
Mm-hmm.
And arguably today, maybe Upton Sinclair was essentially a socialist who wrote primarily about worker abuse.
Right.
And you know, people falling, you know, cutting off their fingers, and the fingers went into the ground beef and stuff like that. I don't think we have that as much today because we have so much protective, you know, shield guards and different things. But
so let's talk about another going through
we have other things.
Mm-hmm. Well, eggs. We talked about beef. Dairy is a controversial concept. You have people like Dave Asprey wrote the Bulletproof Diet, really big on. His positive experience with grass-fed butter.
Yes.
We're once again back to this thing, milk isn't milk, butter isn't butter, isn't butter.
Now, just like, I mean, intuitively, again, you understand that a teacher isn't a teacher isn't a teacher.
I went to an Amish farm, and first time I really saw raw milk, and the old Amish man sat it down there for breakfast, and I said, is this safe to drink? And he said, I have 12 sons and 40 or 12 kids and 40 grandkids, and they're all pretty healthy. So, and he was 80, so it seemed to work.
Yeah,
so one quick thing, make sure you check out the book, Folks This Ain't Normal. And for all of you in the program, the 67 Steps, we've got the full VIP version, I should say, the premium version of this talk. Make sure you check it out. There should be a link right here. You can click and get access to the full talk. I like to bring these kind of minutes, you know, keep them short. But for those of you highly interested, I just did a very interesting talk with Joel. We're just pulling up here to the hotel for the conference. So we're going to stop this quick one. Make sure you click the link. Get full access. Buy Joel's book. It's on Amazon, Folks This Ain't Normal. And Joel, we ready to speak at the conference?
Well, if I'm not ready, I think we have a problem.
We have a problem.